Hello and welcome to Football Portal. Let's get introductions out of the way. Yash, what's up?
Hello, hello.
Oh man, I just feel so sad to, like, you know, even introduce you when Manchester United is not really doing so well, you know. You were such an enthu cutlet like a month ago. Now look at you, murjasa gaya tu.
Yeah, but I mean, 1 point against mighty West Brom by the legendary manager. Big Sam is a point earned, I guess.
All right. And we also have a friend with us. You know, we wanted to call him when there was a high point in his club career, when Liverpool won the league. But we are like 8 months down the line. And when the club is at its lowest under Jurgen Klopp, we decide to call a good friend to rescue him. Archie, what's up?
All good, brother. Why in WA?
Oh, my God. Dude, let's not get into acronyms right now. All right, before we get to Archie.
Speaking of acronyms, I think it is better you address me as GOAT instead of Archie, because
this podcast is heard by Cambodians, Vietnamese, and Thai people as well. They don't understand this goat.
Theek hai, chalo.
All right. Yes, so let's start. Before we get into Archie, let's just ask a simple, innocent question. Should Jurgen Klopp be sacked from Liverpool, Yes?
No chance. I mean, they're so lucky to have Klopp. Even if they finish in the top four, that's quite undeserving of them. So, I mean, a legendary manager like Klopp can get them there. So, there's no way.
That's it. That's your answer. You're not in the sack Klopp brigade because Liverpool's he's done doing badly and all of it.
So I wish they sack him. I mean, maybe Henry, whoever gets into a fight with him or is, I don't know, doing some designer drugs and just pull the trigger or something of that sort. If that sort happens, it'll be hilarious. But I really don't think it makes any sense for them to sack Klopp.
All right, Archie. So here's the first question. Why do some Liverpool fans want Jurgen Klopp sacked? Like, he's the best thing that's happened to you guys in the last 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know for God knows how long. Why do they want him sacked?
Actually, I'm not sure where these Liverpool fans are coming from, because I've been following Liverpool from 2002-03 when I was in school. So I've seen one thing that is very common with Liverpool fans is they always keep faith. I mean, we kept faith with Gerard Houllier, then the years with Rafa, even when things were not going well, we kept faith. Then a disastrous 1 year with Roy Hodgson when we were almost relegated, and he made that comment that no club is too big to go down. And then we had 3-4 years with Brendan Rodgers. So we, unlike some other clubs where, you know, performance is important, but we have always kept faith in our manager. And if you see, last week there was a poster hung up on the Anfield, on the Bob Paisley gate, which said Jurgen Klopp, YNWA. So Liverpool fans have always been very forgiving and they want to look ahead. So I am really not sure, maybe these are some late bloomers, or these people have just latched onto us over the success of the last 2 years. But personally, having I'm 33, so and technically this was my first, not technically, actually this was my first Premier League that I had seen, and all these years with all the banter, I'm just very happy that we killed the ghost of not winning the Premier League. And see, every year is not the same. Like, Pep struggled last year. This year, Pep is doing so well. So I'm aware that Premier League is highly competitive and there are teams that are doing very well. And to be very honest, we have been slightly unlucky, but I'm not getting into that. But I'm definitely going to keep faith in Klopp, and I know he'll come back stronger next season.
Okay, there's only one comment, Yash, I have on this. He said, you know, at the Bob Paisley gate, they put Jurgen Klopp, YNW and all of that. You know what happened 1 week before Frank Lampard sacking at Stamford Bridge?
Yeah, they put it down. They respect Frank, their banner, they actually brought it down.
They brought it down after the sacking. So they put it a week before the sacking. And then they got it. So these banners which Archie talks of, yes, they're so fickle. But man, one thing which I realized this week was, you know, how tough it is for the managers. Like, Jurgen Klopp's mom passed away. Okay, like, I know Dean Smith's dad also passed. But I don't know, why should he be doing the press conferences? Is there no one at the club who can just say, ki bhai, you just get away from the press for like a week or two? Why?
Like, I don't know, man. Maybe some people, I mean, different people have different ways to deal with grief. Maybe his style is bury himself in work, and for him, the press conference is work anyway.
Yeah, you know, something.
It's a distraction, like, you know, rather than dealing with life, he's like, maybe let me just go and talk to these morons. They'll distract me.
Yeah, you know, if something like this happens to Jose Mourinho, he'll like strangle a cat in front of the press. He's like, yeah, he'll feel little good about himself. Achha, Archie bhai, who all are injured? Why are they not coming back from injury? What is this long list of players you guys have out?
So we have a long list of players who are injured. Like, I'll start from the back. Joe Gomez is injured.
We know everyone is injured. We're like, why are they injured for so long? What's going on?
No, actually, it started. See, Klopp's technique, if you see every season, the most important time of the day is a preseason for him. That is the time he builds that core strength in players. You'll find the stress running around, and it's a very tough preseason. So this season, the difference was we didn't have a preseason. There was a 10-day break between players winning the Premier League, enjoying just 10 days, and then they were back. So, you know, that the Klopp style is heavy metal football, which requires a lot of physical endurance. It requires you to be supremely fit, and that is taking its toll. So if you see some of the injuries, like Diogo Jota, that was completely unnecessary in a meaningless game when we had already qualified in the group stage. That was completely avoidable, the Diogo Jota one. But some of the injuries like Van Dijk, Suarez, Joe Gomez, those are completely like, if you're playing, it'll happen. So you have to take it in the stride.
Okay. Yes, what do you make of Jurgen Klopp's comments, which Harry Maguire responded to, that after a few clubs have started pointing out that we don't get penalties, so we've stopped getting penalties. So is Harry Maguire admitting to that we used to get unwanted penalties? What is he saying? Why is your club captain like this?
Well, I mean, he, as the club captain, he really wants to put his best foot forward and tangle on it and go down and expect a penalty. So,
all right, let's talk about Big Sam. Yes, yeah. Why is our man not winning games? He's running out of time. We don't want him out of a job soon again. Enjoy our...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe the West Brom board took the decision too late, or they shouldn't have sacked. They shouldn't have sacked Bilic at all, because he has earned 6 points. Bilic has earned 7, and he's kind of unfortunate also. Like, suddenly Fulham found form. Parker turned out to be the better Chelsea midfielder as a manager than Lampard. And of course, who was the Bournemouth striker at Newcastle?
Wilson. Josh King.
Wilson.
Callum Wilson
is suddenly so well this season that he's pulled the team single-handedly out of the relegation zone. But still, I mean, there are 14 games to go. I think the mistake he's making is that he's picking and choosing his games. Like, for example, at United, he led early. So he fought hard. I just don't think he's fighting hard in the games that he's going down early in.
But they could have won the United game, dude. They had 3-4 good chances.
Yeah, but that's because they played well. They were leading and they had something to fight with. I've seen games, I think, against
City.
Leeds United. City, they won't be able to beat anyway. So I said, don't waste your breath. But against teams like Leeds, it wasn't Wolves they beat, actually. There were a couple of mid-table teams where they just gave up halfway through the game when they were 2 goals down. And I think the time is running out, but given the quality of Big Sam, I think a couple of big results is going to pull out very soon.
Oh, God. Your faith. Where did you get this unshakable faith in Big Sam?
Look at his career. I mean, throughout the time I've been watching his teams, he's pulled out Sunderland, Crystal Palace, Blackburn, 3 teams he's pulled out. Bolton was his great team. He used to take them in Europe, and that Bolton team was one of the, you know, unforgettable teams of the Premier, that era in the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Nolan, true. Kevin Phillips, all the Kevins.
Yeah. and quite underrated was his West Ham team. I think he spent 3-4 years, and those crazy West Ham fans, I don't know, booed him out of the club, and they eventually got relegated. They had it coming. He's just looking at and reading about Big Sam, about how meticulous he was. I mean, usually in the Premier League, it's Wenger who's given the credit of bringing in sports science and things like that. But parallelly, even Big Sam got it in. It's just his Bolton team was so shorn of talents that Arsenal had that he doesn't get the credit. He's shoehorned into being a football manager. But I mean, what is Klopp's heavy metal football? It's pretty direct. In the, at the weekend, we saw Edison hoof it to Gundogan and score. Oh. It becomes a great tactical move if Pep's team does it. And with fewer resources, if Big Sam does it, it becomes football in the 19th century, as Mourinho put it.
You're not even like mocking him. You're like pouring your heart out in love and support.
It's fun to mock him. He's a very funny guy. And his press card, things he says in the press and in the media in general, it's very funny. I don't think he's a very sophisticated person in general, but he unnecessarily gets a lot of flack for playing bad football. It's just that the resources he has are not conducive to play good football, and he's gotten results so far. He's never been relegated.
So there was one time when Big Sam's team beat Mourinho's, and Mourinho just lost it in the press conference, right? So they put it to like Sam Allardyce, ki bhai Mourinho ne aisa bola hai. Sam Allardyce was laughing. He just can't take it. He was laughing. He can't take it that I beat him. And he just went on. So talking about other managers, Archie, one of your favorites, Mr. Roy Hodgson, he is surviving. He is alive and kicking. What's going on at Crystal Palace?
See, Crystal Palace, one of the things that I've seen Crystal Palace over the last 2-3 years is that they have a very, very solid core. The strength of the team is down the middle. If you see the two defenders they have, one is Mamu Sakho, the other one, earlier it was Gary Cahill, who is his partner at this moment. Then they have Milijovic, or whatever his name is. Then the two MacArthurs just beside him. And in front, there's the magician Zaha. So I believe, and the team is built around them. So players like Jordan Ayew, players like Eze, they are coming and contributing. And I feel Roy Hodgson has got a very, very strong core which he builds upon year on year with little additions here and there. So, and Roy Hodgson is the ideal mid-table manager, I feel, for any club. So the wonders that he did with Fulham, I think he had taken him to Europa final. Exactly. So, and based on that, Liverpool had hired him. So, I believe Roy Hodgson is the ideal coach to be between 15th to 6th. This is the range he will play in. If your club wants to be there, he is the best manager.
वो तो इतना बड़ा रेंज हो गया 15th to 6th. Even Carlo.
Okay, I'll narrow it down to 12th to 8th.
That seems reasonable. I think on that reasonable note, we should take a break right now and stay tuned to Football Twaddle. All right, welcome back to Football Twaddle, Yash and Archie. So we come back to our regular section, which is Player of the Week. So, Archie, starting with you, which player has impressed you the most this week?
I think the man of the moment is Ilkay Gundogan. He has been stupendous. He has stepped up when it has been required. With Kevin De Bruyne injured, they required a creative outlet in their team, and he has done a fantastic job. Like Klopp mentioned a few days back, Gundogan was great in the 2011-12 season for him at Borussia Dortmund. But what he has done this season in a highly competitive team like Manchester City, with players like Foden, Mahrez, so many creative players, Jesus. Even if you see his goal last match, the one, the Ederson assist that you spoke about, Jesus was in the middle of the park and there was Gundogan who was making the run. So you can just imagine how destructive he has become. And the way, I've scored 1,000 plus goals in my career, and I've scored plenty of goals like this.
I was waiting, when would this come?
What I do regularly is I fake it with my right and take it and shoot it with my left. So, and if you see Sanchez's pace when he was falling down, he wanted to save with his face, but his face wouldn't just reach there. So, I could understand the feeling that the defender, what was going to, because I do the same. So, hats off to this player, hats off to his finishing abilities, and I'm seriously a very big fan of Gundogan after what he has done this season.
Yes. So, yeah. Are you also going to choose your player of the week, someone who plays like you, or someone who looks like you, maybe Harry Maguire?
No, man. I'm going to choose Alisson for his brilliant goalkeeping.
Oh, yeah. This I never understand. Dude, like, seriously, how can a goalkeeper make the same mistake twice of passing the ball? Like, why?
I don't know. I mean, I think it sort of comes with the territory of being a last man playmaker goalkeeper.
I know, but I mean, having said that, after conceding the goal, the third, remember there was a save, yeah. A double save which Alisson made. So, you can say other than one mistake. The one, my player of the week, and this is someone who's just flown under the radar on this podcast, is Jesse Lingard. He is doing well at West Ham. Yeah, poor guy. I mean, he's had such a tough time, which none of us, I mean, all of us know about, but since he's the youth icon of today, so he's obviously mocked a lot. But man, he's playing so well for David Moyes, and David Moyes has to be like the manager of the year. He's definitely taken West Ham to fourth, wherever, like, I think Moyes is the only guy apart from, like, Pep, who is performing or is getting his team to perform at the top of their levels.
I don't know. Even Brendan is to some extent. I mean,
But Brendan is beyond all this. He is in the state of nirvana. Brendan doesn't need all this. Yeah. Archie, what do you think about Jesse Lingard? Do you like him?
Obviously, I love Jesse Lingard, and that is why he has been in my FPL team for the past 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, so he got me 6 points this week, and last week also he got me a few points. So, see, Lingard is a very, very underrated, like you said. He and teams that are in mid-table. See, there are a few players, you know, I have seen throughout my 20-year football watching journey who will be excellent in mid-table clubs, but the moment you bring them to bigger clubs, they just can't step up. Prime example is Scott Parker. Scott Parker was a brilliant player for Fulham. The moment he went to Chelsea, he just couldn't. Another example is Sean Wright Phillips. Sean Wright Phillips was a legend at Manchester City. He went to Chelsea and he didn't perform over there. So, similarly, with Jesse Lingard, I feel that given a chance at clubs like West Ham, Crystal Palace, Wolves, he will do really well. He's a very good player. And I call him, players are being Takumi Minamino, who is now at Southampton. He is also a busy player. Unfortunately, Takumi has a very poor first touch. That is why the ball gets away from him. But Jesse Lingard, I'm really looking forward. Although I have removed him from my team this week. But I wish him well.
All right. Oh, God, dude, talking about Sean Wright Phillips, once at Chelsea, I saw him. He got the ball and he started running. Then he ran for like 15 meters. Then he realized ball to thai nahi wahan pe. Like, he had just left the ball while he was running so fast. And like within 30 seconds, Lord Mourinho said, bahut ho gaya, chala ja bahar. He substituted him. He's like, I want you to run. But I just take the ball
and should, go. We should have an episode on players that didn't perform at Chelsea, because back in those days, 2004-05, there were so many players they bought. So many of them just went there. Two match kharab ke liye chal, ja, nikal.
Yuri Yaroslav. Abhe Felipe Luis came now. Felipe Luis came in like, yeah, he came in 2013. I'm talking about
2004-05.
वो था, और ये यूरी यारोसिक करके देयर वाज वन मोर
यूरी यारोसिक. हाँ वो भी याद है.
अलेक्सिस मर्टिन मटेजा केटमन.
केटमन द लेजेंड.
हाँ मटेजा केटमन. फिर एड्रियन मुटू.
No, but Adrian Mutu was caught in his cocaine scandal. No, it has nothing to do with him.
Huh.
Yeah, he thought, let me play off the field. All right, guys.
Maybe he thought club Russian hai, to Russian ne khareeda hai, to ye sab allowed hona chahiye.
Haan, but he's a Romanian dude. Why is he taking panga with parent company? All right, so let's move to this. The games to look forward to this weekend. Yes, starting with you. What is the most exciting game on the weekend for you?
Arsenal-Man City. I mean, it's the master.
Oh, oh shit, Guru Shishya. Oh no, why?
So just because the Shishya has already beaten the master's master in. So now he has to prove himself against the master.
Oh, shit. What's going to happen?
This is like passing your mock exam. Now he has to pass the actual exam.
हाँ IAS prelims हो गया अभी mains में बैठना है यार टेटा को so what's your predicted score for it?
I think everything is pointing towards Arsenal victory because Arteta yeah. is in great form and it's just the law of averages will catch up to Man City. They can't go on winning. And so usually what happens is that you know. When you're on such a run, you lose to unexpected and random teams, and that's the perfect way to describe Arsenal right now.
So 5-2 is what you would say?
Yeah, easily. Very high scoring game.
All right. Archie, what's your game to? Which game are you going to keep a keen eye on this weekend?
My game of the week is obviously the Merseyside Derby at Anfield. I believe it will be a high scoring game. I'm going for a 2-2 or a 3-3 draw. Liverpool, they are not playing well, and Everton also. It's like hot and cold. They lost to Fulham before that. They brought in them 5-4. So and Liverpool, honestly, I believe they are there for the taking from any team. The defense is weak. The forward line isn't performing, and I believe Calvert-Lewin will be back. So I'm going for a 2-2 or a 3-3 draw for this.
3-3, man, that'll be exciting. I'm going for Fulham versus Sheffield because I believe that Scott Parker will be a future Chelsea coach because we'll run out of all the coaches. And so it's time to start supporting him from now.
Hey, Saru, I wanted to ask you this. ऐसा सोचो कि कोचेस के व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप होंगे जिसमें क्लॉप होगा एंजेलो ऑल द बेस्ट कोचेस व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप में एक एक करके हायर होके फायर हो जाते होंगे तो व्हाट आर कॉन्वर्सेशंस
देयर इज ओनली वन कॉन्वर्सेशन जोसे मोरिनियो से हा मदर मैं ही जा रहा हूँ वापस तुम लोगों की बस की तो है नहीं ये सब
I just feel if Chelsea were a company, so I would love to read the Glassdoor
reviews of Chelsea, dude. That will be amazing. good employer. Even if you resign, they will pay you a lot of money. very good employer.
Conte aega ki? Conte bolega? They paid me 21 million.
No, they paid him and his team, but then, dude, that's the only guy whom Chelsea did not like because he imagine they fired so many managers, right? So after firing so many managers, they found it the worst among them was Conte to deal with. So that was it. Okay. Anyway, we are running out of time. Archie, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Yash, as always, a pleasure.
See you. Bye bye. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye, guys. Take care.